Now, in today's video, I'm showing you advanced tests that 99% of men simply do not see. This is going to apply to you when you are on first dates. This is going to apply to you when you are consistently seeing a woman. And what I'm showing you is the things that women are going to be doing subconsciously to not only test the internal fortitude and the internal strength of the man, but what you have to know and what you have to understand is that if she's coming across with a demeanor or a tonality that seems rude, argumentative, or potentially even disagreeable, this is actually a good sign, because if you play your cards properly, this is going to be a very high attraction trigger, because she's going to want to start the process of potentially being intimate with you. Stick with me through this entire video, because you are going to be learning tons of things that have taken me over 10 years to discover through my own personal dating life. After this video is over, you only have to do one thing. The only thing you have to do is you go down below, you click the link in the description, and you check out the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique webinar presentation that I put together for you, so that way you can take that system, you can copy-paste it into your own dating life, and get results that will last a lifetime. Let's dive in. Okay, these are advanced tests that all women give on dates that 99% of men or majority of men simply do not see. So here's what you have to know going into this. If you get tested a lot on first dates, or if you get tested a lot in general on the first couple interactions, you need to take a second, you need to take a big breath of fresh air, you need to go, you need to thank God, because it means that she views you as assertive or potentially alpha. She is seeking a man who has internal confidence, internal strength, and is truly high value. So, what you have to know and what you have to understand going into this is that when you are getting tested a lot, if she seems potentially rude, potentially disagreeable, she is doing things to try to move you off center, you need to just know that she finds you very attractive based on how you are and overall personality. She probably finds you very masculine, she probably finds you very intriguing, and she wants to see what you're actually made of. So why do these women test you when you're on these dates? Okay, they are testing for your strength, they are testing for your identity, which means you are who you say you are. Okay, what that means is if you say, I like chocolate ice cream, and she says, no, I like vanilla. Vanilla's way better. What she is seeing is she's seeing if you'll go, oh, yeah, actually, you're right. Vanilla's good, too. The man who actually likes his chocolate ice cream would say, nope, that's not true. I'm sticking with the chocolate ice cream. You have to understand, they are looking for any sort of personality weaknesses, any sort of identity weaknesses to move you off center. Now, the number one thing that they're actually testing for, okay, think of these as the sub-points. The sub-points is that they're testing for strength, identity, and personality. The number one thing they are testing, write this down on a sheet of paper if you have to, they are testing for your interest level. She is trying to gauge your interest level. Your interest level, write this down on a sheet of paper if you need to, your interest level that you have in a woman is a direct correlation between that and your sexual market value. Your interest level is a direct representation of how high your sexual market value is, okay? What she's doing is she's seeing what your interest level is to see how common women at this level of attractiveness is typical for you on dates or not. She's trying to gauge where you're at on the dating market. So, she's testing your interest. Now, what that means is that means she's testing how agreeable you are based on your interest level. If she can get you to say that you actually like vanilla ice cream better, even though deep down you like chocolate, this is going to give her a reason not to have a second date with you. She's wanting to make sure that you're strong in who you are. So, moving on to the next type. The next type of just overall point or thing that you have to know and that you have to understand is that the number one types of tests that they will give you right away when you see them, there's two types. There's going to be tests to disagree with you, and there's also going to be tests to see if you are congruent in your personality. I'm going to be giving you real life examples of things that women will do, or of even things that I have experienced. First thing that you're going to notice is these two things. If you're on a date or if you guys are eating food, even if she likes the food that you selected, oftentimes you're going to see these two. The first thing is you're going to watch a woman go, ew, I don't like that. Or she's going to say something along the lines of, gross, how do you like that? What she's trying to do is she's trying to get you self-conscious on what you ordered. I see this stuff happen all the time. Another example that I had is when I was on a date and I was walking through the shopping mall, there was this one shirt that was hideous. It was visibly hideous. It was even marked down on sale because nobody wanted it. And I looked at that shirt and I go, that shirt is absolutely disgusting. The woman that I was on a date with looks at it and goes, it's not that bad. I kind of like it. Because she wanted to see if I would backpedal on my original statement. If you backpedal on your original statement, it's going to show weakness. So I will give you another example. Women will even say some things sometimes like, this won't go well, this is never going to work. Or, based on how you are, I can tell that you're just not my type. Women who say this, you have to understand, their words typically do not match their actions. What she's really saying is, if you play your cards right, even though I gave you a sentence or a statement that is that strong, I'm viewing you as the type of man who I could potentially see myself with if you play your cards right. You cannot fall for these things. Another thing, okay, I've even had women who, when I've been on dates with them, let's say I ordered food and I got like an added helping or an added serving of something, or I added extra hot sauce to it, they'll say, gross, how do you like that? Or that's so disgusting. Or I've even, like, let's take this a step further. Tests to see if you're comfortable with your selections that you select in life. Test to see if you're comfortable and confident with your congruency in your personality. When I've ordered food before on dates, I've actually had women go, oh, so boring, boring, that's so boring. How could you pick something so simple, so basic? These are women who are very beautiful. These are women who I've taken out on a date. You would think that naturally she would want there to be some sort of chemistry. But you gotta understand, when it comes to women, chemistry is built in having some sort of sexual tension. Sexual tension means that there actually has to be tension. That means she has to say, hey, that's boring. That's a bad selection. I've even had women say, you are so awkward. And you're sitting there thinking, this is a stranger who I just met. How could she say that I'm so awkward? I've even had women who will say something like, ooh, so unoriginal. Okay, they are doing this on purpose. Or they are doing this not even on purpose. It's subconscious to see who you are and what you're made of. I will give you another truth. All of these women who have done things like this, I have ended up dating in the future, I've ended up being very intimate with, and I've ended up actually making some sort of relationship or some sort of dynamic come of this that was positive. What I'm telling you is you cannot fall for these things. Now, what you also have to know is for women, this is natural. They're not doing this to be rude. They're not doing this to be cruel. They are doing this because they are wanting a strong man to lead them. The only way you demonstrate this is if you pass these tests verbally, and that stems from having a level of confidence where you're confident and comfortable in who you are. Now, next, when you're intimate with a woman, okay, what they are going to be doing is they are going to be overtly testing who you are to see if you believe that she's very innocent. So what women like to do prior to intimacy, what women like to do prior to sleeping with a guy, is what they want to do is they want to paint the illusion of purity or potential purity strictly for that guy. The reason why they're painting the illusion of innocence and purity is because they are not wanting you to categorize them how majority of probably other men have, or they don't want you to look at them in a way where they feel like they're just the same as all of the other women that you've dated in the past. So here's what you're going to hear. These are direct sentences that women are going to tell you, and virtually all of the women over the past 10 years that I've went on dates with have said something along these lines. The first thing that you're going to hear them say is you'll hear them say, I'm not like most girls. Now, it's really funny because once you've dated dozens and dozens of women, when all of them tell you that they're not like most girls, and this is constantly what you hear, you start to notice patterns if you understand what I'm saying. The next thing that you're going to hear them say is all of them will typically say, or majority of them will typically say, hey, I don't just sleep with anyone. I only sleep with a man if we're dating, or I only sleep with a man if I'm in a relationship, okay? Then what will happen is if you guys do sleep together, she's going to make you feel as if you were selected or you were chosen because of her amazingly high desire for you and the qualifications and personality traits that you bring to the table as a man. Once again, painting the illusion of purity specifically for this one man. Painting the illusion of some sort of dynamic that is masculine to feminine as if things were just meant to be. Another thing that you're going to hear them say is, I'm not the type to just hook up, or you're going to hear majority all of them say, I'm different. You're going to hear them say, I'm different from most girls. I'm different from most of the women out here who are just going to all of the clubs. I'm different. What she's looking for is she's looking for different treatment. What I'm telling you is every woman, okay, that I've ever been with tells me how they are different from most girls. When they tell you that they're different from most girls, what they're doing, once again, is they are painting the illusion of potential purity, and they are overtly testing you to see if you believe that she is very innocent. She wants you to view her as potential girlfriend material oftentimes when they're doing this, and oftentimes this is a sign that she really, really likes you. Now, taking this a step further, another test that you are going to see or that you're going to feel, okay, is periods of silence to express disinterest. Okay, stick with me, this is important. Periods of silence to express disinterest to see if you get reactive and uncomfortable while needing to break the silence. One more time, this is deep. You're going to experience periods of silence where she is expressing disinterest in you to see if you get reactive and uncomfortable while needing to break the silence. So, when she is getting silent or when she is expressing disinterest through silence, what she's doing is she's testing your internal fortitude. Your internal fortitude means how comfortable are you sitting in the silence. What that really means is that means she's seeing if you can handle pressure. Most guys, what she's doing, like most guys are going to give just straight away giveaways of how they feel. Their face might turn red as they start blushing. They might laugh uncontrollably where they try to make a joke. They get reactive where all of a sudden they're scared to lose the girl or they think that she doesn't like him for whatever reason. She's seeing if you can handle pressure. What this really boils down to is if you can handle it, it builds sexual tension. She is wanting to see a man who is strong. She's wanting to see a man who's assertive. She's wanting to see a man who has internal power. She's wanting to see a man who is strong within himself. The only way you can do this is if you let those periods of silence sit. So, how do you handle this? You let her sit in the silence right there with you. And you have to be the masculine one that is oftentimes okay with that. You show that you have the strength, okay? And what you're doing is you're slowly breaking the silence with natural mannerisms, okay? This is how you get around it. You can wait and wait and wait until she says something, but oftentimes it doesn't work very well. A lot of times they will let you sit and sit and sit until you make the first move or until you say something. What you do is you can just use natural mannerisms. You go, you pay attention. I wonder what the desserts are like, okay? You use natural mannerisms. You slowly break the silence. You show that you're not even fazed by it. You show that you can move on and you can still do your tasks right there on the date, or you show that you're okay with sitting in it. Now, to take it a step further, what I've even done before is you can even just pull out your cell phone. You can start checking text messages. You go, oh, my brother texted me. It's so weird. Bam, 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 send a text message. Okay, this is what you're going to see. So let's recap this. If you're getting tested a lot, it's good. It means she potentially views you as a man that she wants. There are specific types of tests women will give you, especially on first dates. The first is tests to disagree with you. The next are tests to see if you are congruent with your strength, identity, and your personality, okay? Another thing that you're going to notice is periods of silence where she is seeing if this is going to make you reactive. If you can pass all of these, you're going to be miles ahead of majority of all of the other men who are in her direct message inbox, miles ahead of all of the other men who constantly chase her validation and pursue her. Like, this is going to be some advanced lessons that if you can internalize, you're going to notice trends and patterns on every date that you go on. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.